Triple M's Rush Hour starts in less than 10 seconds. For Sportsbet, proud sponsors of the Elite Average Games. Get your hands on the Sportsbet app and gamble responsibly.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Well, don't say anything because you could create panic.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Panic? You've been down to the supermarket?
No.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime. Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Yes, we do. The Rush Hour. No Jim. We've just got Billy. We've got Joey. And we've got Nath. And can you believe it, boys? We are still waiting for an AFL decision on round one. It is 6:04, 24 hours to go before round one. And we've heard nothing, Joe.
Yes, hello, Bill. G'day, Brownie. Yeah, we heard about 20 minutes ago that it was looking like it was going to be on. The word was about 70% chance that it was going to play. And then we're just getting now tweets saying the AFL has another planned teleconference with CEOs tonight. So that was from Daniel Cherney from The Age. So we don't really know, Bill. We don't know. I thought yesterday it was off.
Yep.
Now it looks like it's on. We welcome Nathan Brown to the Rush Hour. Brownie, have you got any insight?
I reckon I've got somebody inside the AFL that's been giving me some pretty good information.
Oi, here
it's
we
been
go.
On, it's been off. But I think my man is telling me that it is going ahead. They're going to play round one. They need to play round one. It's been set up. The schools aren't cancelling, Bill. There's a lot of things. It's safe for the players to play. The players want to play. The AFL clubs want it to play. Everybody seems like they want to play football. And I reckon the community needs it as well. I mean, obviously, there's no fans. Right. There's no crowd there.
Okay,
but sit down this weekend and watch the football. We can't wait for it, Bill.
Just wait because we've got to get a sponsor for you. But g'day, Rabsy.
I was listening to Billy Brownless. That was all.
Nobody listens to Billy Brownless even when they meet him.
Is that Neil Mitchell again?
Oh, right, eh?
Come on, Neil. Now, time for this.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
What about that?
This is the Midweek Rush.
This one is good.
When you need a tool, call Coates Hire on 13 15 52.
Triple M rocks footy.
That's it, Midweek Rub. Of course, we got Joey and we got Nath. Welcome again, Nath. Great to have you on board. How's your little summer been?
Are we doing it again, are we?
No. I'm not asking about what you just went through, the rant before, but how are you going?
It's been a great summer, Bill, been sitting by the pool. We've got the four kids at home, got a couple of Lilos out. So it's the best hand I've been in many, many years. So when you used to play AFL football, you used to go out, you used to train in the summer, you used to look fit, you look really good, so tan, but I haven't had that for a while. Been looking white and a bit pacey and a bit overweight like Joey.
And Bill, of course, Damo's not here because he'd be getting ready potentially for a press conference. There's bigger things going on.
And we've put
AFL
calls
house.
In there, of course. And if something does happen and it breaks in, we'll break straight into it.
We'll be all over it.
But Damo, hopefully, will come on at some stage over the next hour.
Very good.
This is his grand final sort of stuff, Damo.
Yeah,
he lives this sort of stuff.
He's
him and TJ and Julian DeStoop and those guys down there. Steve
Morris.
Old Statement Stevens will be down there.
Chompers.
Have you ever noticed that Mark Stevens gives out more statements of what he does questions? He'll throw somebody a statement and expect them to answer it, and they look at him and go, is that a statement or a question?
Will Mark Robinson be there asking some really good questions?
No.
Now, all right, let's talk. We're playing. Let's say we're going to
play. We presume it's going ahead. Brandy's called it. Brandy said it's going to be on the footy this weekend.
Tomorrow night, Richmond v Carlton. What are you thinking? What are you hearing?
I can't wait for it. Carlton are going to be a lot better this year, but their pre-season, Joey, hasn't been as good as what we would have hoped for. But they have some injury concerns down there. But it's going to be hard to stop Richmond this year. I think they haven't lost a lot. Brandon Ellis has gone out of that side. But, I mean, Tom Lynch fit again. Jack Rewalt's going to be fit. That's an amazing forward line when you throw in Dustin Martin. And those young players like Chole are going to get better. There's so many young players rolling through that forward end that are just going to get better. And I see Richmond getting better and better this year. They're going to be very hard to beat.
And, of course, you'll be calling the game for Triple M with Barry Denner tomorrow night. And I'll be up in the back row with Daisy Thomas. So it's going to be fascinating calling a game with no crowd.
Yeah,
so
we're gonna
I hope you've got something up your sleeve to try and make it entertaining, because it's going to be, it's probably going to be the most bizarre game that you've ever been a part of, I would have thought, for sure.
Yeah, it will be. And I'm looking forward to it, because obviously nobody wants to see football with no crowd there. But, I mean, you've got to try and make positives out of it. And what we'll try and do at Triple M, like we always do, is have it as entertaining as possible. There's not going to be any crowd there, so we're going to have to sort of create some atmosphere. But the players will be able to do that for us.
What about Marlon Pickett? Plays his first game in a grand final, 100,000.
That's right.
His second game AFL football in front of? No one.
Zero.
So he averages 50,000 a game. That is unbelievable, isn't it? Really? What about
that's a positive way to look at it, Bill? Yeah.
David Teague has confirmed a couple of very good ins. Joey?
Yeah, Jack Martin and Jack Nunes, a couple of players that will make their debut for Carlton. I think that strengthens Carlton's lineup. They're both very good players. I rate Jack Nunes. He's had a strong preseason. Jack Martin's the class.
Oh, yeah.
Probably just need another elite inside mid, don't they? I think Sam Walsh, I said it on the show a few weeks ago, didn't I? He could potentially win a Brownlow. And I'm meaning in the next year or two.
He's consistent in the Joel Selwood mould, isn't he?
Year or two?
Yeah, he averaged 25 disposals, Bill, in his first year.
Are we recording?
They're going to be good,
Bill.
Yeah.
Bill, I think he could average 30 touches this season.
No, of course he
can. Now, I know that might not mean win a Brownlow, but he'll be up there. He'll be in Brownlow contention this year or next year.
I hope he does, but that's a big, big
call. He's as good as Judd. Judd won a Brownlow in his third year.
He's going with big calls early, Joey.
Yeah,
but I like those ins. I like Jack Martin. He's a very good player. And what they both do is they run and carry and they use the football. Carlton have got a lot of players last year that turned the footy over a lot. They had no problem with getting the football, but that's what they needed. They needed some class through the midfield. Nunes is a very long use of the ball. I'd be interested to see if they play him on the wing or at halfback.
I think they'll play him on the wing, and Richmond should win this one comfortably, won't they?
Sure. Yes.
They should. What about the match of the round for mine, the one Friday night, the Western Bulldogs Collingwood? How are you seeing that one? Because that is a toss of the coin.
Well, I think just because it's being played at Marvel Stadium that the Dogs have the advantage here. They are quick. Their preseason's been really good. They've got so many runners. They bat deep in the midfield. I think if you've got a really good midfield, it is a beautiful place to play Marvel, because it is so fast. You can use the footy and you can get from end to end very quickly. So you put more damage on other sides than what you do at the MCG. I think you get better value for your runners and better value for your kicks.
Good,
I think Collingwood
line.
Are going to be top.
What about the forward line, the Doggies?
Yeah, I'll get to the forward line, Bill. Just I'm just still talking about the Bulldogs and
mate,
how they're going
to
beat Collingwood.
You were going to go to Collingwood, then.
I wasn't going to go to Collingwood. I was going to talk about the fact that Collingwood, I think, will play top four this year, but they've got the Dogs early in the season. It's going to be hard to beat them this year. But their forward end is going to be very good. Norton not there, obviously. Josh Bruce is a good player. A lot of pressure on Shacky this year to stand up and become the player they expect him to be. He's had an okay preseason, I think. But with Norton there, if they play good footy with Bruce, Shacky needs to be able to perform. Otherwise, he probably won't get a game.
And just out of that game, some news that Tyler Brown will make his debut for Collingwood. So he will play with his brother, Callum Brown.
That's great.
Good. Yeah, so
well
Tyler
done
Brown.
To Gavin.
Gavin Brown.
And just, Mrs. Brown.
He was my favourite player as a kid. I used to break for Collingwood. Gavin Brown and Darren Mullane, my two favourites as a kid. So
mate.
Tyler Brown, and also another debutant that's been announced, Tom Green for the GWS Giants, will make his debut against the Cats on Saturday.
He's a bull, isn't he?
He's a bull.
A big boy.
He's like he's the next Paddy Cripps. So
he's a bit like you when
well
you played. You're a big bull.
Gavin Brown and Mrs. Brown and Mrs. Brown's boys. How good's that?
Very
one
good
of the great shows, though. Have you watched that? She's funny.
It's a shocking show.
I love it. Do you? Have you played Mrs. Brown's boys, one of the great
never
shows?
Never seen it.
It's so bad.
You got too much time on your hand if you're watching Mrs. Brown's boys.
Well, that's your mum.
Hey?
Mrs. Brown.
You do have a lot of time on your hands, though, don't you?
I do.
What you do you do during the day? When you're not here on radio, what do you do during the day?
You wait till we get locked down.
You'll do even more of it.
Take a break there, Rebs.
This is the Midweek Rub.
The chance is up.
When you need a tool, call Co-Tire on 13 15 52.
Triple M rocks footy.
13-15-52 for Coates Hire. Thank you very much. And Joey's here, and so is Nath Brown. What else, Nath? What are you hearing around the world? Some other news, please, for us.
Well, the horse racing world we're going to talk about, because Alligator Blood, which has probably been the sensation of this year so far, won a whole heap of races, has tested, not tested positive, but shown an irregular swab from the race back in January when it won a big race, being the Magic Millions over 1,400. It's tested positive in that swab to a thing called Ultragenist, and that is to control the cycles of fillies and mares, but it can't be used by male horses, obviously, which Alligator Blood is. So I heard something on radio before that David Van Dyke, who is the trainer, which is quite funny because his actual original name was David Hayes. So he thought that I can't be in this industry with David Hayes' name. So
he went with Van Dyke.
Yeah, good name to change to, wasn't it? You reckon he's sitting around one day going, oh, David Hayes, what can I do? What can I... Like, Van Dyke, that sounds pretty good. Hey. You know? That sounds pretty cool. But if it is shown to have that in its system, they're going to be in some pretty big trouble.
Is that the lady off the great movie, the...
Mrs. Brown's boys.
No, not Mrs. Brown's boys.
You're not giving us much there, right, to work with.
Before you go with something, you've got to know what you're talking about.
I'll come back to it. Keep going.
What about some other news, guys, around that happened today? This afternoon it was announced the V8 supercars have postponed all racing until June.
Sound of Music.
The Sound of Music.
Yes. What's her name that looked after him in the house?
No, Sound of
Music.
Can
you look that up, Jill, please?
Oh,
or ring in now.
Bill, Mrs. Yep. Brown's boys, Sound of Music. What do you do during the week? Seriously. And the NBL, we know about the grand final series got cancelled. Wildcats are up 2-1 in that grand final series. The Sydney Kings didn't want to play. They didn't want to fly to Perth for game four. And they felt that there was a promise that no winner would be awarded if this series was cancelled. But now the NBL are considering the decision. The Perth Wildcats believe, hang on, we're up 2-1.
Fair enough.
We should be given the title, the championship, and that's going to be decided within the next 24 hours.
What about this?
Is fascinating.
What about the series? Perth win in Sydney.
Yep.
And remember, no crowd.
Yeah, home crowd advantage is gone.
Sydney win in Perth.
Yep.
Perth win back in Sydney, and now they're back in Perth. So three of the five games have been played. That's more than half, so I reckon Perth should win.
So I want to ask you, Brandy, what do you reckon in the AFL that means for, say, the home ground advantage? Well, in regards to, could you give a goals difference comparison? So Melbourne are going to West Coast on Sunday. We know West Coast crowd, that's absolutely a huge home ground advantage. Does that now, I presume it makes sense, give Melbourne more of a chance because they're not going to be playing in front of a hostile crowd?
It absolutely does. And I think earlier on in the season, being round one, it's always a better time to play, I think, interstate than it is maybe in June or July when you've got some injuries, where you've got a few tired players, because it is harder to go over there and get up in a June, July, August setting. So you go over there early, you try and raid the closet over there because there's not going to be any crowd there.
Yep.
The same thing for Fremantle. I think Fremantle's form over the pre-season has been good. So too has Essendon's. But I think Fremantle coming here, I like the way they're setting up under Justin Longmuir. Yeah. So I think they're a big chance to beat the Bombers as well.
They've got a very good plan to beat Essendon Fremantle.
Absolutely. What have you worked out for them, Joe? What about the Cats? They have to travel up to the Giant Stadium.
I don't think that's going to matter. Not the way the Cats have been.
I think the Giants are the best bet of the weekend. I think if you're in those tipping competitions and you're only going to take one team this week, I would certainly be taking GWS.
And the other team that I really like in round one that will surprise a few people, that Richmond's obvious, Bill. I think Hawthorn can beat Brisbane Lions at the MCG. I've just watched Hawthorn's Marsh series, and I think they've got something up their sleeve. I've got Clarko, and I think they'll stun Brisbane round one.
I think Port Adelaide are going to be really good this year. I think they're back in the finals race. I think what they're building there, and we've already heard Ken Hinckley say a few weeks ago, we are coming as a football club, but it's a danger game round one against Gold Coast, who, with a lot of young players, always start seasons well. They started last season well. They've been very good in the preseason. I give Gold Coast a chance. I don't think they're going to win, but this game will be a lot closer than what people think.
Especially up there. They're a big chance
When they're fresh early in the season, the young players, they're not sore and worn down. They're up and about.
What were they last year?
They won their first and then they just got beaten by St Kilda. Yeah. It was a draw, was it? Or they just lost by a point?
They started the year well, then it fell off a cliff, as it does with young
first
players.
Five rounds,
that's going to be the case for another 12, probably 24 months for the Gold Coast Suns, but if they can keep that playing list together, I think they've got a future.
I know, just on the sports bet, of course, the Elite Average Games.
Yep.
Good ads. And we love, and Jim's not here, so I can say it.
Yeah.
Very, very good hosting by Jim, of course, but they're going well, the ads.
I like them. Those sports bet ads. They do a great job.
They do a very good job. They came to me with a list of commentators at the start when they were putting it all together, and Brayshaw's name wasn't on there. Ooh. And I said, look, you got to have a look at Jim. And they said, we're just wondering whether we can afford him.
Yeah,
and I said,
exactly.
Well, I'll go and have a chat to him. And I don't want to divulge what Jim got, but it was a pretty good payday. And wasn't it a thank you come my way yet?
Wasn't it double what you were asking?
He did even better than what I suggested.
And then did you get paid to, you're the actor with the wheelie bins, aren't you?
Joey!
Isn't that you?
No.
Isn't that just you with a fake beard?
He did a points bet with Andy Ma.
Yeah. Which was good. We don't mean.
Was it?
No, it was very good. It was. Well, we're Sportsbet are our sponsors here, of course, and do a really good job. Everything all right there, Nate? Your job and everything work?
There's no sport. Everything's going there's no right sport at the moment.
Races, it makes it hard to bet on any sport when there's no sport being played at the moment. So we're really loading up on esports at the moment. Very much into esports. And
what is another obscure sport that maybe people are betting on a little bit more? Is there something like the darts all of a sudden getting more? They're probably cancelled as well. Is there any other sports?
There's not much being played at the moment, Joey. Not much at all. So esports is one of those things that's being played at the moment. Elections. So obviously elections are still going to go on. So people are trying to get the elections. People are still betting on reality TV. Yeah. So a lot of people think they know the inside gossip
on
reality TV.
German Big Brother's
TV.
On at the moment. You can vote on the German Big Brother.
They had no idea about the coronavirus.
The coronavirus. What about that? Break the news.
The V8 supercars, they've been cancelled. They've cancelled their next three races in Tassie, Auckland and Perth. So they're off. So it's all happening, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Are we going to watch?
I don't know what we're going to. What are you, Mrs. Brown's boys for you?
Oh, yes,
the sounds
please.
Of, oh, everybody.
And the Sound of Music.
Oh, wow.
The Von Trapp family, not Van Dyke, by the way.
They're related. They are related in some way. Von Trapp, that's it.
We have got a little bit of mail before Brownie goes. The AFL CEOs are going to be on a conference call at 6:30 p.m. Ooh. Now, what that might mean is the commission have made their decision.
Yep.
And now they're relaying it first to all the club CEOs before they announce it publicly. So we'll see if we can get some inside info, but maybe it means there is a decision that's been made.
Eight minutes.
The AFL have just got to let all the club CEOs know. So we'll keep everyone informed.
Going to give you a smoky this year for the Brownlow, Bill.
Righto, I'm writing it down.
Everybody thinks that the Bulldogs are going to be great again this year.
Yes.
And they're going to be better than what they were last year. Everybody's talking the Bont up. He had 22 votes last year. Jack McRae also had 22 votes last year. Mm. Now, Jack McRae doesn't get tagged like the Bont does. He gets 35, 40 disposals every week. Now the umpires are starting to notice Jack McRae. I think he is a great smoky for the Brownlow this
price
year.
What price is he at Sportsbet?
34s at the moment.
Love it, Brownie.
What
love
do you it. Like, Joey?
I told you, Sam Walsh. No, I don't think he can win the Brownlow. But look, I think one of the big five win it for me. I can't go past Fife, Cripps, Martin, Dangerfield. One of them's going to win it for sure.
You've gone out on a limb. Well done.
Well, one of those five are going to win it.
We'll take a break. Thank you, Joey. Nate, thank you for coming in.
Thanks, Bill.
Midweek break. Good on you, buddy. See you Sunday. Sunday footy show.
Sunday footy show. Big Chompers is back. Damo, Kane Corns will be upsetting people.
Oh, the skeleton. Thanks to
Coatire. That was the Midweek Rub. JB back tomorrow.
Yes, indeed. All the best, Joe. Jim?
Yep, Jimmy's back tomorrow. Now, Bill, we wanted to have a chat about... I wanted to play. This happened with my nonna and I. We had a conversation.
Now, who's nonna, for those who might
know? My nonna, that's my Italian grandmother.
Well, not everyone knows.
Don't they? Nonna. Yeah, that's what you call a nonna.
So and what's the grandfather?
Nonno.
Strange.
No, it's because in Italian language,
it's nonna and then nonno.
Nonno. Yeah, anyway. I was chatting to nonna the other day, obviously about all this stuff going on with the supermarkets and, you know, the coronavirus. And I just wanted to make sure that nonna was okay because she had to go to Aldi to go and get her groceries.
Joey, this didn't happen to you.
Yes, it did.
Because she's from Melbourne, you know. She'll be listening.
My nonna.
Yeah,
I know. Nonna, I know. Nonna, I'm sorry, nonna. But anyway, let's take a listen. I chatted to nonna about all this going on with the shopping at the supermarkets.
Hey, nonna, what's wrong? You don't look happy.
Yeah, because we've been here to the Aldi to buy something. It doesn't have nothing. You can't find nothing.
All the shelves are empty.
Yeah, all the shelves. The wall, that's
what's wrong?
The wall, it's
Yeah, I agree. Give me five.
Translate that. What did nonna
say? She said, fangulo. Now, anyone who understands Italian, it's an Italian. She wasn't happy, basically, about what's happening at Aldi and what's happening
with
the world.
Your nonna?
It happened yesterday.
Yeah, it was Sunday. Well, speaking of the older people, and we feel for them at the minute, of course,
yes.
But what about this lady, Jim? Joey?
You got him rattled. I rattled you.
Elva.
Nonna's rattled you.
Yeah, Elva Larson, right? She wanted two things for her 100th birthday.
Right.
She wanted a letter from the Queen.
This isn't a joke. This isn't one of your jokes.
No, it's not a joke.
All right. Sounds like a start of one of your jokes.
She wanted a letter from the Queen, Joey.
Yeah.
And guess else what she wanted? A male stripper.
Oh, you're making this up.
No, true.
At least my story with Nonno is true.
No, this is true. Johnny Starr is the male stripper. He came to the nursing home, by the way. They had to get all the right...
Gee whiz.
I know. And she loved it. She loved it. And she actually asked for a full Monty. So the daughter was there, Caroline, her daughter. She was there and everything went okay. And Johnny Starr did his little show and showed her the full Monty. And Elva giggled and declared her guest was very naughty as she smacked his partly bare bum. Oh, like she's a bit of a goer. And she also got a letter from the Queen. So done to her. So that is good. Good on her.
Good on her.
So hence, Joey, we put our heads together.
Yes.
And we've come up with 133353. Very good prizes.
Very good prizes.
When did an old person shock
you?
When did an old person shock you? Because they might have said something or done something. It's like Elva here with a male stripper. When have they shocked you? 133353, ring now.
Yeah, you can win yourself some tailor-made Tour Response golf balls. We've got a couple of packs of those. Good. And a $50 St. Andrews Beach Brewery voucher. 133353. Yes, this is the Rush Hour on Triple M. Thanks to Sportsbet with Bill and Joey today.
Yeah, no Jim.
And 133353, we want some callers because before the break, Bill, we wanted to get the people out there that have had old people that have shocked you because
your
nonna shocked me the other day when she was talking about Aldi and couldn't get anything off the shelves and she said it's bit. She swore. Potty,
we heard
bit
that.
Potty mouth nonna.
In Italian.
And you had
Elva, who had Johnny Starr, a stripper, at a 100th birthday. He came out to the aged care home on Sunday and did
you?
The full Monty. Well, it didn't shock me. And I don't know if it shocked Elva, to be honest.
Well, let's find out when old people have shocked you. We'll start with Jessica from Coburg. Hey, Jessica.
Hello, how are you going?
Good, thank you.
Hey, Jess.
Hi, this is my first time I've ever been on the radio.
Oh, welcome.
Got a good voice. You should be on more often.
Oh, thanks. That's very nice of you.
Anyway, when's an old person shocked you?
Oh, Jess? Well, when I was driving to work, I used to drive down Sydney Road and this little blue Toyota used to come up and overtake me all the time. And like hoon up on the outside, screech in front of me, stop at the driver.
Yeah.
And then I was driving down Sydney Road and I stopped at the lights and this hoon came up, screeched up at the lights, and I turn over and go, oh, I've got you. I can see you now.
Yeah.
Turn over and it is a nonna. You could barely even see over the dashboard.
Oh.
And oh my God, I sat there just looking at her. I can't believe you. That's you. And it was like, you know, I was thinking I was going to be able to, you know, look at over at this young person and go, yeah, get on ya. Yeah, good on ya.
All right, Jess, you've been sometimes. First time on, but it was a long time.
That was good. That was a good. Hope it wasn't the same nonna. That's the potty mouth. But I've had an old person give me the finger before on the road. Telling you, I didn't even think I just overtook normally, but they didn't like it.
You know what they do? They do the wrong finger.
Yeah, they do the two fingers.
Andrew's there at Doncaster East. Okay, Drewy.
Hey, good to see you back, fellas.
Good on you, mate.
Yeah, long story short, I was pouring concrete out of these fancy apartments over in Hawthorne, but it was backing onto a retirement village that was right next door. Knee deep in concrete, one of the blokes I was working with needed to go do number ones to put in the polite way. So he's ducked over and he's gone behind a tree and there was an old duck that was pottering around the back and just gone, oh, don't go over there, go over here. And so Tommy said to him and he goes, oh, why do you want me to go piss over there? Well,
Number one over there.
And then he goes, oh, have you got a lemon tree or something? She goes, oh, no, it's not that. And she goes, just because I haven't seen a penis in years.
Oh. The old girl. The old girl said that. Well, what's going
Might
on?
Might have been Elva.
Yeah.
Brad from Geelong, when's an old person shocked you, Brad?
How you going, boys?
You good, mate?
So I've got a young one on the way, 36 weeks, bun in the oven.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Old Nana Chadwick. Beryl, she's discussing who the grandchild's going to go for.
Yeah.
And I'm Carlton and she's Collingwood and she's like, going to go for Collingwood. And I said, no chance in hell. My old man will roll over in his grave if the child doesn't go for Carlton.
Yeah.
No words, nothing, just flip me the bird.
Yeah, see, I told you. They do that all the time.
Oh, Beryl, did she?
Oh, Beryl gave you the bird.
Beryl gave good on her. And Michael out there in Bacchus Mask. Okay, Mick.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Going good, well, mate.
Yeah, took my old man to the Austin Hospital for a checkup a few years back, and he had to go to the toilet. And he came back after and he said to me in Maltese, It was so cold in there, I couldn't find it.
What did you say?
I didn't say much. I just said, should have warmed it up a little bit.
yes, very
so
good.
Cold,
very good,
I couldn't find
they are very entertaining. Yeah, but we love them.
Kids.
And we wish them all well at this time. We're a bit vulnerable at the moment.
Especially with the
elderly. Yeah, the super as well, yeah. Taking a hit. Yeah, we wish the share market.
I tell you who's going to St. Andrew's Beach.
Who are you giving it to,
Jess?
Bill?
Jess can drive a car out there. Hopefully no Hoons passer. But Jess, you're going to St. Andrew's Beach for the first time you've ever rang in.
Good on you. To the brewery. St. Andrew's Beach Brewery.
Yeah, the $50 voucher. And there's no time limit on it. So if you are quarantined, you can go after it. Congratulations.
So take a friend and she can be the driver.
That's awesome.
Go on, you, Jess.
Congrats, Jess. Well done.
The golf balls are tailor-made tour response golf balls. Mm-hmm. Who's won those,
Tour quality with tour quality prices. Swear by it. We're going to give them to Michael from Bacchus Marsh with his old man who couldn't find it when he went to the loo. It was too cold. So,
exactly.
Michael, you get the tailor-made golf balls.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you,
mate. One of these.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, jeez.
We've got another pack if you want to give Brad a pack as well.
Yeah, we'll give Brad a pack as well. Why not? Tailor-made, being nice and generous. Brad, you get some golf balls
as
well.
Thanks to Beryl there. And Andrew just misses out.
While he hung up. You got to stick around if you want the prizes.
All right. We might try and get Damo Barrett. We'll just see how it goes. But we've got nothing to talk about.
We'll try and see if there's an update on what's happening with the AFL. Now, we're lucky enough to be joined on the phone by Tom Brown from Channel 7. Because, Tom, we need to know what is going on. I've just got a text message from Dusty Martin saying, am I playing tomorrow? I need to know. What's the latest? What can you tell us?
Joey, an incredible situation for Dustin Martin and indeed Richmond and Carlton. Their teams have been announced. Richmond's announced their team, I know, and they're still waiting to hear on whether they're going to play tomorrow night. As we speak, the commission, by phone and in person at the AFL, is physically debating this decision. The conference call with the clubs to inform them of the decision was scheduled for 6. It was scheduled for 6:30. That's now been pushed back further. Now, make of that what you will. The clubs support playing this weekend. The players support playing this weekend. But the commission's been locked in. What I can tell now are basically talks since early afternoon. Mm. And they could be obviously debating aspects of the AFLW schedule. But it would appear the commission is trying to work out certainly what to do. And there might be some resistance to what I think is a keenness on the part of Gil McLaughlin, the AFL CEO, to play this weekend as well. So the commission might be flexing its muscle, so to speak. So it's quite an incredible situation, given now we're, basically 25 hours.
So it almost sounds like, Tom, that the commission are almost like a jury, and they are deliberating, and it's almost trying to get a unanimous decision on whether football will go ahead or not.
Joey, they'll be debating all the various points. I think the government, and we've reported on the Hot Breakfast this week, is very keen for football to proceed. The state government's keen for football to proceed. Having said that, at what cost? And that's what the commission will be asking. One question they'll be asking themselves is, well, is it wise, in the face of what other sports around the globe have done, to start a competition on the presumption that we're going to keep going until someone gets coronavirus? It's a bit of a bizarre situation.
Amazing.
Also, it's worth pointing out that a lot of staff across the industry are sweating on this decision tonight. Not everyone makes hundreds of thousands of dollars. You know, Joey, and you know, Billy, that most staff don't, and their mortgages and their families are riding on it. And if this competition doesn't go ahead this weekend, I know we'll try and reset, but let's face it.
Right. Right, Tom.
A lot of staff are going to be on the chopping block.
Yes or no, Tom Brown? Tom Brown, will we play tomorrow night?
Billy, in light of the time.
Yes or no, Tom?
Come on, Tom.
No, it's a guess. No.
No.
Ooh, wow.
Jinx. thank you, Tom.
Hey, well
thanks
done,
very
Tommy.
Much for that.
Hot breakfast. You'll hear Tommy there. Thanks, mate.
I'll tell you what. It's still so torn. I'm just getting someone text me saying that would have an idea saying they think likely still on.
Well,
so that just shows they're actually no one has got any idea still.
And
it's
the teams
amazing.
Are out.
So you got Richmond's teams.
I have. Yeah. So Jack Graham in for Ellis.
And he missed the grand final, which is what Marlon Pickett came in for.
So Jack Graham's named on the wing. And Sydney Stack is in for Basho Hooley, who's out there. What about the forward line Richmond have announced? Tom Lynch in the pocket, Dustin Martin at full forward, Jack Revolt in the
pocket. Dusty will play a lot more forward this year because Marlon Pickett will become just a number one on-baller. He'll play all year as an on-baller, so Dusty at full forward. But there you go, Tom Brown saying that right now the commission is still debating the pros and cons. That is unbelievable. And we're hearing some people say likely on, others like Tom thinking it's more likely not on. This is unbelievable.
It is.
A night before a game.
No, I know.
Unbelievable. We're supposed to be there tomorrow night.
Oh, what am I rocking up to work tomorrow? Or what?
I'll just wait
and see. Yeah, thanks. Let me know.
You're not getting paid for tonight. Righto, that's it. We No,
we got
the Richmond. What about the Carlton side? What have you seen in that side?
As we mentioned earlier, Jack Nunes and Jack Martin will make their debut. Sam Doherty's going to play his first game for a long time, so congratulations to Sam Doherty.
Yes, good one.
No real surprises in the side. Matty Cruz has been named to play. Surprised Tom Williamson has been named as an emergency. His form in the preseason was very good, but couldn't squeeze into this side because their team looks pretty strong on paper, the Blues.
It does.
McGovern's in the side, Levi Casbolt at full forward. But, Bill, this is the moment. This is the day we've all been waiting for. The moment. To finish off, your joke, please.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Everyone needs a lift, Bill.
They do.
Everyone needs a big lift during this time.
I'm sorry to the people out there. But do you know the other day a man walked into a bank wearing a mask? Everyone freaked out. Relax, he said. I'm just here to rob the joint. He had a mask on.
Yeah.
Well, everyone thought he had coronavirus. You got to explain him, do we?
Yeah, I can't believe you've gone there. I can't believe you've gone there.
Not bad. Anyway, Joe, thanks for coming in.
But no, told a joker there. No, you're not going to go that one.
Which one?
The one you told a joker to Sportsman's Night, and only one person got it.
That went down like a little boy.
That was a kid down the back. Boom, wah, wah, wah.
Fingers crossed for the footy.
Yes, come on. We need it. We need something to do or what.
Triple M's Rush Hour is done for another day of making it look easy.
Bloody had to come up with a joke every night.
Oh, that's it.
Which is mentally hard.
Make it look easy with Sportsbet. Proud sponsors of the Elite Average Games. Get your hands on the Sportsbet app. Available on desktop, Android and iPhone. Download it now and gamble responsibly.